Hi everyone, I'm Maddie Smith and it's that time of the week. We're coming off a hot weekend in New York City, 90 degree weather. Woo! Wow, boy, was it crazy out there. People were fucking in their assholes in the street. And that's just what I saw in my own bedroom. So will I be having a hot girl summer? No, because I hate my body and I tire easily. But it looks like a lot of people will be having that. You know who is having a hot girl summer? Olivia Rodrigo.
Wow.
Just dropped her album last week. It's called Sour.
Yeah.
Sour is also how I feel for the fact that I can't listen to that while going through a breakup. You know, I'm in a committed relationship with a 36-year-old man. What am I? I can't cry to these songs. I told Andrew, go cheat on me. I give you permission. I give you 1 week to go cheat on me. Make sure she's hot as hell and blonde. And he said, no, thank you. So we got Olivia Rodrigo's new album full of pulling the heartstrings. Is she the new Taylor Swift? Who knows? We'll find out. Meanwhile, red meat is on the opposite of the rise. What's the opposite of rise?
Fall.
Yes. Red meat is going down. Epicurious, the online internet recipe site, blah, 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 where white people learn how to make non-white food, is not printing any beef recipes anymore as a throw to climate change. This will fully turn things around for us. The UN is probably like, thank you, Epicurious, for your work. But red meat is probably one of the worst things for the environment, is what they're saying. They say 15% of greenhouse gas comes from livestock. 160 times more land is used for red meat production than other sorts of meat, deforestation, etc. But you don't have to tell me. I was a vegan in college for 3 months. So I'm the motherfucking expert. And did I make it my identity? Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When I went back to eating meat, did I say, I just need to be healthier? Yeah, I told people that.
Yeah.
Even though while I was a vegan, all I ate was peanut butter and hummus. I told every guy at a party at my liberal arts school that I was a vegan. And that's how you get fucked in liberal arts school. You tell them that you eat hummus. They say lamb is also really bad for the environment, but I don't think people are eating lamb as much as red meat.
Not in this country.
No, maybe Greeks, maybe Greece and the Balkans. But so we got that. And let's introduce our guests. I'm feeling good. Two pod favorites.
Oh,
both of these girls make the episodes explode into space when they're on. I've been sitting here jittering all day, excited to have them. But that's just because I drank coffee on an empty stomach because I'm so thin. Your first guest, Jill Wiener. Hello, Jill. What is happening? Brooklyn represent on your t-shirt.
I bought this at Prospect Park by a nice t-shirt vendor.
Oh my
God. So locally made. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Supporting black businesses.
Nice. Supporting black boroughs, black businesses. Let's go, Brooklyn. And then we got Stuart Fullerton.
And I'm Stuart, also a white savior supporting an SF Asian restaurant. Thank you.
An SF Asian restaurant.
So Stuart's got a San Francisco restaurant on her shirt.
Yep.
Jill's got Brooklyn on her shirt. I'm wearing tie-dye. The world is at peace.
Nature is healing. We've done so much, ladies. Honestly, we're done here.
Yeah, I think we are.
I know. I do think nature is healing because this weekend I spent about $500 on Ubers getting from show to show.
They've gotten so expensive.
So expensive. And it'll be 2 p.m. and I'll be like, the trains are...
Yeah. I know.
I'm a woman on the train. Who the fuck is going to slash me at 2 p.m.?
You never know.
On the N train.
You never know.
Yeah.
That's why I make Andrew pay for all the Ubers. I'm about to hook up his credit card to my Uber account.
Might as well.
Genius.
Sugar daddy to the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
For a while, his was on my Seamless.
Ooh.
And I would just get Seamless and be like, I totally forgot.
His bank was calling him every day.
Yes.
Being like, what's
did you order?
Or you just say like, Venmo me, and then make them do it, and then they kind of feel guilty and they never do.
Right. Yes. You send me the request.
Yeah.
Exactly.
90% of the time they won't.
And then you put it in their court. They kind of forget. They get busy. Life gets ahead of them. And then once they do kind of confront you about it, it's like then you bring up something they didn't pay from like 3 years ago.
100%.
It's like, well, we literally went to McDonald's and you didn't pay for that.
Yeah, and that was in 2015.
I can see why people hate women.
This is every day I look in the mirror and I say I understand why people don't think women are funny, hot,
not funny or hot or
not
nice,
funny, hot,
or smart.
Nice, or smart.
Just holes, really.
We're walking holes. At the end of the day, We are just walking holes. Three exactly. of them. Three large gaping holes, which is how I would describe this podcast right now.
Hey-o.
But let's get into our first segment, per usual, is called Let's Sync Up. Okay, so we always like to start the pod with a question to get our ovaries on the same page, to get our uteri in sync. And today's question is based off of a recent segment we did a couple episodes ago. Athir, Amama, and I answered a question where a young follower asked, should I toss my husband a threesome in Vegas? Mm. We are gay and vaxxed. He loved the advice. I'm not going to say who because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to throw any. I want to keep people anonymous.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But he wants to know, do you have advice for having a stellar threesome?
Yes.
Stuart does.
So I want to hear each of your like ideal threesomes, threesome experience. Personally, I haven't been ever close to a threesome other than, you know, having a conversation with Andrew and his mom. Where I was like, are we about to fuck right now?
Attention.
Like, we're fighting. Am I going to watch?
Yeah, I'm going to watch. Or we're both fighting over him. We're like, Andrew, look at me. And she's like, honey, look at me.
Wow. You know? It's like calling the dog.
Exactly.
So I have a question about the listener. Is this a gay man?
Yes.
Who has a gay husband?
I would think so, yes.
And they were... You never know these days. They, first of all, they should have no problem having a threesome.
Right.
The gays are always down. You have the best group of people to work with. You have a good group.
There is a little bit of backstory. Him and his husband actually met during a threesome.
Oh.
They're just renewing their vows. It's just another anniversary.
Yeah.
But he wants to know from us.
Yes.
How to make it even spicier, better.
Exactly. Okay. So I have a few things to say.
Okay.
So A, with the gays, he knows he has to keep the proper, you know, he has to eat a light meal before. That's first.
Yes.
Second of all.
I mean, it kind of depends on what he's, you know, what his position is, I guess.
I think he knows the logistics.
Okay, good. He knows that.
Okay. Let's hear from a straight white woman about how you should prepare for anal gay sex.
Don't eat meat before. So, listen.
Well, we don't eat red meat on the pod, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Okay, I think the best way to have a threesome when you're in a relationship, because you don't want it to like tear up your relationship or anything, you know what I mean?
Just your ass.
So he needs to go into this like fun, flirty, no jealousy vibes, only vibes, like hype, fun. I think they should meet someone maybe at a bar, get super drunk, and or search for someone on a little app. You can go on the apps and you can put like, looking for a third, you know?
Right.
And then you kind of like take them out, like ask them about their life, make sure they're going to be like a fun, you want it to be only fun vibes,
only
like no drama.
Fun.
Like you don't want to be upset with your partner after. And then that night, I think drinking, music, set the scene, meet them at a bar, vibe up.
Yes.
Make sure they don't have any other forms of transportation.
Oh, yeah. Trap them.
Trap them.
Trap them. Chain them down.
That actually happened to me once. I was trapped.
What?
For a threesome.
And tell me about this. Was through sex?
No.
I often feel like that when I'm with men. I'm like, how do I get out of this? It's my dentist. I'm like, all right, I'll blow you.
You're like, fine. They're like, your car's in ballet and we're not going to get in.
Fine. I'll get down on my knees. So what happened when you got trapped in a threesome?
Well, what happened, I didn't actually end up having a threesome, but there were people that wanted to have a threesome with me. And I found out that they wanted to because they made it very difficult for me to have my car.
Wow.
They were like, keep your car here. We'll pick you up and we'll drive you to the next bar. And I was like, no, I'll drive my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, no. Like, you can't drive your car. That being said, it was great advice. Unfortunately, the girl did get too drunk.
Wait, where did you meet these people that you had?
I knew them from high school.
Oh. What?
Yeah, very weird.
Sorry, that's...
Very weird.
I have no interest in seeing anyone from high school's genitals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Faces, honestly.
Or even worse, face. I'll take actually cock over face.
Yeah. But I think that the whole team is like vibes. And like also like making... Maybe like you order a midnight pizza after everything. You know, it's just all fun. Like,
all vibes.
Don't take anything too seriously.
Yeah. No, you can't. I I hate when people can't laugh during sex. Side note to the, you know, when you have sex with a man, he's like, "Why are you laughing?" And you're like, "Dude, because we're literally mammals right now, right. Tossing and turning. You're putting a piece of your body inside of mine, and you're mad that I laughed."
Yeah,
dude.
Sorry,
lighten up. You're about to come on my fucking face. Like,
yeah, like lighten up. It's all a joke.
It's all a joke.
Their faces get so weird too. You just have to laugh.
And the noises.
Oh my god. When you look up when you're giving a guy a BJ and he's just like eyes rolling in the back. You're like, so dramatic.
They literally look like predator like mammals. It's like
literally predator. It's like two praying mantis.
Right.
And he's like, oh.
Or they're like,
my god.
Or the I'm coming.
Okay, I'm getting close. So gross. I 100% agree about the meeting. So this is how my ideal threesome would go, because I can't. You know when people are like, "Let's meet up," and then immediately, you know when you go on a Tinder date and you know it's going to be a hookup, and immediately they're like taking your clothes off, and you're "I need to warm up."
Yeah,
for six hours.
Comfortability, fun, like sweet vibes.
Sweet.
Like comfort. Shots, like sweet vibes.
Yeah.
Nothing like rushing into it.
Yeah,
and no.
To make it not seem transactional or gross. Too. Yes. If it starts too fast, you're like, "What is like? I'm just a meat." Exactly. Meat money.
I'm meat money.
And then another thing, I don't know if they're going to do this in Vegas or go home, but like always a home tour is where you start.
Where you show people the apartment. If you're in the studio, you're like, "Well,
you're like, this is it. You're like, this
when
is
should
my
we fuck?
Ice cream. These are my curtains." You home start tour. With the home tour.
Oh,
I've heard that. That's what I've heard.
I heard that sounds like a tip from a magazine.
I know. Like a Cosmo.
That's a good tip. Yeah.
Better Homes and Gardens. How to have a threesome in your Martha Stewart. It's a Martha Stewart ad.
She picked that up in prison.
Yeah. Honestly. Oh, here's my cell.
She's like, this is my cell.
This is my cell.
This is where I jump rope.
Yeah. I would need to be with someone for like all day.
Yeah.
We're vibing all day. Yes. We're like in the park. Maybe two of us. And you're like, "Oh, I could fuck you. I could fuck you." And then someone gets added in later and you're like, "I could fuck you too." I need to be like warmed up so it gradually amps up. Come home, you start, you know, cooking a meal together. You got the pastaroni. Oh. He's got his hands on his hip while you're boiling the water and you can like feel his cock on your back.
Whoa, Maddie.
Cosmo over here. Cosmo.
If we want to go full Cosmo, you put a donut around his cock and eat it off. But I do think like spending the whole day together and is my good. Way
yeah
of, like, I like that
a long warm up is what we're
saying. Warm
and up. It's gonna be awkward, so I just say don't make it awkward. Like, don't make be like, "So when are we gonna do it?" Don't say anything like that. Just make it fun vibes. Once you get back to the house, you two start making out, give them a look, want to join, wink, join, done. After the apartment tour, of course.
After the apartment tour.
Do not forget about the apartment
after
tour.
After you offer everyone a glass of water and give them an apartment tour. Yes.
Water, cranberry pills.
Yeah.
Charcoal pills.
Yeah.
Charcoal pills. Wheatgrass shot.
Fiber.
Yeah. Maybe you could take a shower together.
Oh, that's a good beginning.
Oh, that's good, because in the apartment tour, you can be like, "This is the bathroom."
Want to jump in the shower?
Want to see the water pressure? Gets really hot.
Yeah. Then, just
you
like
snap,
you.
And then the lights go off, and then your clothes are just off.
Oh,
and then
my
it's
God.
Like, "Call me when you want. Call me when you need.
100%. Jill, what do you got?
I experienced a threesome. I don't want to say had, because I was kind of the passive member of it.
You were watching two people
have sex. No, I wasn't
watching.
I was just like making out with a guy, and the other girl did all the heavy lifting, because I really just wanted to make out. I didn't want to touch any.
And that's often how I feel.
Yeah, and I very much realized, because I'm like, am I bisexual? Am I gay? But I definitely am neither of those things, because I was not interested in her whatsoever. And I feel like, you know,
you didn't even touch the vagina at all?
No.
Wow.
She wanted me to touch her boobs, and I was like, there you go. It wasn't for me.
I think I could do some boob touching.
Yeah, but it didn't turn me on or anything. Like, I wasn't that into it.
Right.
But it was fun. I mean, I think I'm just not I don't think I'm a threesome person. I don't think it's for me. Maybe two guys. Maybe I could do that. But that seems like a lot of dicks.
It's a lot of work.
And a lot of work.
To make them both come.
I would
do two guys if they were just pleasuring me.
Yes.
And
yes.
I didn't have
to
reciprocate.
Like that painting with that lady who's got all those men all over.
Yes.
I'm into. Like, sure, if I'm the object of everyone's desire, that's a successful threesome.
I'll have a gangbang if that's what it is. Yeah. Them just, you know, putting their fingers on me, but I don't have to touch anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could probably do two girls, one guy.
Yeah.
I think I could get off on watching Andrew.
So you're a foursome.
Two girls, one guy.
Oh, you're the girl.
You, another girl, and Andrew.
Like, foursome could be fun.
Picturing you just with your brothel.
That's when you turn into a sex party.
Right.
That's when you're like.
And but then, you know, I say that, but this threesome was before the pandemic. And now I feel like I'm like, woohoo, bacchanal, like, baby.
Yeah, no, this summer.
Fucking all.
You know? Hot threesome summer, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
This guy could go to an orgy, too. That's true. A little bit of a nice warm up. You can meet someone there that maybe then wants to come and.
And then has like fun costumes and stuff. Like there's like weird. I feel like there's probably like fun themed orgies, right?
Yes. Yeah. I do like a theme.
I do love a theme.
If I'm going to be honest.
Martha Stewart sex tips.
I do love a theme. Yeah. My problem with the orgy is like, what happens when you come and then you're like, I'm done here.
Or just when you want to like watch Real Housewives.
Yeah. I think you leave.
I don't have the stamina of like other people. Like when I come, I'm done.
Well, that's
for
the,
a week.
That's where the drugs come in.
Oh yeah. I think that was another thing I would add to Stewart's. I think being drunk and maybe like some Molly.
Yeah, drugs.
Drugs,
Molly.
I think, is a,
touchy, touchy.
A great idea. Or Molly. Mushrooms. I think mushrooms can be
I think I would freak out on mushrooms. No, not getting high. I will not get high and have a threesome.
Yeah.
I will get high and break up with my boyfriend.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
And say, nope, you don't know me.
You
I don't know you.
You come in as the third and you were in their relationship. Yes. You break them up because you're high.
This needs to stop. No one should be touching each other anytime.
Yeah.
You guys live together?
Like, ugh. Where have your hands been?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, you know what he said about you?
He said that he loves you.
Yeah.
That How do you feel you. About that? Any other, for threesome, yeah. I also want it to be dim, warm.
Oh, yeah.
Warm and like kind of cozy.
Yeah.
This is why I can't have sex in hotels because the ceilings are too high and the air is too cold.
It's very cold in hotels.
Like a cabin upstate. Like a kind of like, you know, with like a rug and like a fireplace.
That sounds nice. I will blow you in front of a fireplace.
Yeah, threesomes. Now that I'm thinking about it, threesomes are a little bit of elitist. Like they are more fun when you're like rich and have a fireplace.
Well, I think everything is
1,000,000%.
Yeah, that's true.
If I this anything I'm saying on here,
like rent a cabin upstate.
I know. rent Jeffrey Epstein's island.
Yeah, just go. Just do it on the private jet.
I would like to say that anything that I say on the podcast can be fully reversed if I was rich.
Oh, same.
Not in the threesome, not into drugs. If I was rich, I would be into all of those every day.
Yeah. And I almost had a threesome in Arkansas. I mean, that's bad.
Oof.
Wow.
That's poor.
Would you just pour queso on him? And yeah. See what happens.
In the strip mall.
Got some hamburger helper.
Yeah. Oh, I would also... You know what gets me off is like when you're watching a movie or TV with someone and they start like touching your boobs and you're like,
yeah.
And you do the whole like tease the whole time.
Yeah, yes. I love that. Like the starting where you start rubbing arms against each other.
Yeah,
and
you
so
just
exciting.
Start slowly.
Yeah.
Like, or you just grab the hand and put it on the leg.
Yeah.
I have a lot of faith in this guy.
Yeah.
I think we're too entry level for him.
I agree.
I know.
But I appreciate him asking us advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three broads who have barely had a threesome.
But keep it comfortable. Don't say anything awkward and keep it fun.
Yeah.
Vibes.
I think
no
fun
drama.
Is very important because then it's like, whatever happens, who cares?
Yeah.
Laugh
exactly.
it off.
It's like, oh, we're in Andy Warhol.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, we're crazy.
We
had that crazy night.
Yeah. Like Andy Gatsby.
And then you all get to have breakfast together the next morning. That seems fun. Yeah.
Yeah, the next morning you do it again.
Yeah, why not?
Eat some eggs, eat some sausage.
And then you do a little recon with your partner. Yes. You can be like, oh, he was a little annoying, a little aggressive with the honka honka.
Totally.
It's the honka honka.
Pulling on a dick. Oh, okay. I don't know.
The honka, the rusty trombone.
Oh, yes.
If
that
you
one.
Will.
Yeah.
Pulling on a dick.
You were like, honka, honka.
Yeah.
He's like, whoa.
Would you guys ever have a, would you ever have a threesome with your SO?
No.
I actually could see me watching him and be like, oh, yeah, you like her, you know?
Wow.
Oh, Maddie, a little cuck.
A little cuck.
I feel like maybe, yeah.
A little cucking.
Or like, yeah, I don't know.
Huh. Yeah.
I'm like in past relationships, can't even picture a guy talking to a girl, but now I'm like, I could watch him have sex with a girl.
Wow. See, absolutely.
I feel like
not.
I'm too insecure.
I don't know if that's
too insecure.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like I'm just like,
also,
he can't leave me.
My boyfriend's so awkward. I'm like, I don't even want to watch him fumble around with, I don't want to do that to another woman.
That's true. Yeah.
You'd be like, he does this all the time. I'm sorry
for
him.
I'm like giving him notes in the corner. Right. I'm like, could you go in with a little more confidence?
Yeah. And why are you going so fast?
Why are you going so fast?
Relax.
I'm like, relax the eyes. Relax the eyes.
Relax.
We're getting mammal.
You're sweating too much.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
You're breathing really heavy.
Stop looking above.
Oh,
wherever
no.
I
no. Stop with that
gestures. So with the mouth agape and the like the 100-yard stare.
The 100-yard stare, and you're just like, oh boy.
Oh boy.
He's not coming back from that.
Daddy, stop. I can't.
I can't take it.
If I literally had to see my boyfriend after 3 months, I would be like, I can't watch this ever again.
Yeah.
Knowing what I know.
Yeah. I guess I kind of want to see him do the 100-yard stare on someone else.
Yeah.
Just to see if just it's like, see. You know, it'd be yeah. funny.
Just to see.
It would totally end badly.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I guess you like being inside. I'd be like,
wow. I'm in the corner with my clock. I'm like, how much did we drink? Let's go. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, you.
Did you do coke? Let's go.
Right. Yes. Beat the clock like Michael Phelps.
Exactly.
So that's our advice. Hopefully you enjoy your threesome.
Shout out.
Send us pics. Yes, send pics. Please send pics. Please send pics. Please send pics. Let's move on to our next segment, ooh, which is called Hometown Headlines.
Oh. Newspapers tell us many things. They tell us what is happening in our own community and in other communities all over the world.
All right, so we do this one every few episodes. We bring in some crazy headlines from our hometowns or wherever we currently live. I don't give a fuck as long as they're good headlines. I got a couple from Buffalo.
Ooh.
First headline. So this is great news on the meat eating topic. National chicken wing shortage is causing hardship for many Buffalo restaurants.
No,
no. Yes.
No.
Prices are up by 200%.
Whoa.
Up to $3 a pound.
200%?
Yes. I don't know what's going on. I've heard that chicken wings have... the sales of them have gone up in the last year because they're good takeout food.
I've eaten a lot of chicken wings this year.
Me too. And also
comfort food too.
Yeah. They're comfort food. I also feel like supplies for probably producing them is low because of trade or something.
Right.
Because they're literally just disgusting little pieces of meat.
They're pieces, literally disgusting
pieces
of meat.
And also there was all those COVID outbreaks and all the meat processing plants. I wonder if that slowed it down too.
Yeah.
That happened huge in Arkansas.
Yeah.
The whole Tyson... community, chicken community. Yeah,
yeah,
got COVID.
The chicken community.
Yeah,
yeah, and it was all the people working in the chicken factories
right.
in Arkansas. It was like a ton of people got COVID.
Yeah, so that's probably why.
Wow.
And now people are suffering in Buffalo.
Oh my god,
this is my
this
potato
is
famine.
Yeah, like that's
this
for
is
real.
Literally the Irish potato famine.
I know. This is the Dust Bowl part two.
It's the Dust Bowl part two. The Buffalo Bowl. So they're struggling up there.
Wow,
I don't know what's
brutal.
Gonna happen. I think there's gonna be some, you know. Bread lines.
Wow.
For
breaded wow. breaded lines.
Breaded
wing
lines. To get some wings.
Wow, that's horrible. I also heard there was a Chick-fil-A sauce shortage.
I heard that too.
If that
but
has
how?
Any.
Isn't it just mayonnaise and Thousand
Island? It's
like
Island? Corn syrup, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. How do you have a shortage of that?
To be honest with y'all, I don't know. I mean, I'm like, I don't want to work anymore. I don't know
that's true.
How, why anyone would. Like,
yeah.
some of these people
yeah.
are probably just quitting.
I also probably think it goes back to, like, no one's working.
Yeah. No one's working.
No like, one wants to go back to this
everyone's
shit job.
Dead, yes. or they're like, this
dead.
Is awful.
Everyone's dead. Or McDonald's is, like, there's all these things going, like, all these viral things of, like, McDonald's is posting, like, $1,000 bonus
right.
if you join
free
now.
Free iPhone.
Yeah. I think I saw one restaurant was, like, free food for people who are interviewing, like, an Applebee's ad or something
oh, wow.
like that. Who
yeah.
the fuck wants free appetizers
like,
to interview for a job?
Just pay people $15 an hour.
Literally.
Yeah, just pay us normal wages.
Yeah.
This is where
and
it
give
breaks.
Us health insurance.
And yeah. health insurance.
Yeah.
No, even 15 is like, no, up yeah. it to 20.
I mean, but if you live in Arkansas, 15 is probably.
True. 15's, that's, you're
oh,
the governor
you got
at that
the,
point.
You got the threesome yeah. with yeah. a cabin, yeah. a fireplace.
That's when you 10, get the threesome.
10,000 square foot mansion. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
A pool, bowling alley in the basement. So that's where I think the chicken wing shortage comes
from.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's horrible.
Might be a rough summer for Buffalo.
It's going to be a rough summer, but
yeah.
hopefully they can prevail.
Also, I wonder if the chicken wing shortage also comes from the Bills went really far in
oh,
the playoffs
a lot of parties.
This year.
Yeah.
So
that's,
they probably consumed, because I remember
a lot
working.
Of the frozen ones in the back.
Yes. They yeah. took the stockpile of
yeah.
the wings, because every Sunday, if the Bills are in the Super Bowl, like one person will eat 60 wings.
And that person is me.
Me.
You.
Yeah.
I have a question. Is this a really stupid question? Chicken wings seem so much smaller than a real chicken.
I know.
Is it just from little pieces of
I
them?
Think it's
I think it's feathers.
But the leg looks really short compared to a chicken leg.
I literally have no
but
idea.
But if you skin
and I've thought about this a lot, but I never looked into it.
Oh,
but
it's
if
just
you
their
like,
feathers.
Pluck a chicken, it looks like their arms are like, bleh, you know?
They're like
yeah.
that small.
Yeah, but their bodies are like, bleh.
The bodies
yeah.
where
yeah.
the
legs.
Breasts come from.
Yeah.
I always wondered, why aren't chicken wings even more than they are because of how there's only two per chicken?
I know. It should be like a delicacy, like crab.
Supply and demand.
It's very crab-like. You have to get it open. It's a delicacy.
It is a delicacy. Every time I eat chicken wings, I feel guilty. I'm like, this is a lot of chickens I'm going through.
Yeah.
Harmless.
You're going
so
through
good.
A lot.
So good.
But they're so good.
God, a good chicken wing? Oh, forget about it.
When your fingers are just like red. Yeah.
And that, you're like, I shouldn't have one more. And then you have one more.
Yeah. And
then
you're, more. Yeah. And you're like, I shouldn't have another. And you take one more. Yeah.
Oh, next thing you know.
So good.
Next thing you know, you're shitting out orange sauce.
And I will say buffalo sauce is the best sauce. Oh, I don't know why it's not used on more foods.
I agree.
And chicken wings really corner that market with the buffalo
sauce.
They do.
I do think the buffalo sauce is spreading. You know, you go to new restaurants, you're like, oh, everyone has a buffalo item. Right.
We can only hope for progress.
It's like buffalo braised salmon.
Spread the word.
Yes. And you're like, yes.
Buffalo salmon, yeah. So that's my first headline. What do you guys got?
Oh, I got a good one. So I didn't get an Arkansas one. I think Arkansas headlines. I don't know if people are there writing the news anymore.
I think everyone died. No one's writing the news.
I think everyone died there. But I have an NYC local to my neighborhood.
Stuart lives in Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
I live in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, bitches. And this woman had a wedding planned in Greenpoint for September 18th.
Okay.
But halfway through the pandemic, she started feeling really weird about having the wedding. She didn't know which way
it was
going to turn.
2020 or 2021?
2021.
Oh.
And her and her husband ended up having like a beautiful ceremony in her parents' backyard. And they were just like, let's cancel the wedding. We don't want it anymore.
Okay.
She was not able to get a refund. So what she is doing is she is selling her entire wedding for $15,000 on TikTok.
Wow.
So what does that mean?
Like the
venue. I need more info.
So she is selling her entire wedding package on TikTok for $15,000.
Why?
Which is actually a really good deal.
But when is, sorry, it's in when?
It's September 18th.
Okay.
The venue is in Greenpoint.
First of all, that's far enough away where I think the venue could find someone to fill in that spot.
I know. I don't know what her true motivation. Maybe she just wants to go viral, which she is.
We all do at the end of the day.
Hello.
But I'm obsessed with this. $15,000 is actually very cheap for New York City
weekend. For an all-inclusive?
For a wedding?
And it's the photographer. She's like, I'll give you the dress.
Oh, the dress too?
She's like, I'll give you the dress. I'll give you the photographer.
Okay.
It's catered. And even the restaurant was like, normally we would not say yes to this, but she's already gone viral. So we'll do it.
Listen, at first I thought you were going to say $1,500 and I almost stopped the podcast to go get
it.
I was like, let's
we're getting married.
Her.
Yeah. When I saw it was, I thought it was $1,500 at first too. Yeah. And I was like, Drew, are we doing this? This is the cheapest wedding we'll ever find. I mean, it's insane. Weddings are $30,000 minimum.
So, yeah.
Minimum.
And in New York and Greenpoint too.
Yeah.
Like, give me a break.
Even an Atlanta wedding is like $50,000.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So no one's bought it yet?
No one's bought it yet. They're interviewing couples this week. There's four couples.
Well, no, you need to make it a reality show.
I think so too. Yeah,
get Jamie Lee on this.
Yeah. Jamie Lee needs to be there. Like, seriously, it's hilarious. Yeah, it's at Milk and Roses in Greenpoint.
Stop.
It includes food, a DJ, an LGBTQ friendly photographer.
Well, now I'm
floral,
in.
Yeah. Floral arrangements.
photographer,
it's a speakeasy
with a deal breaker.
Vibe. Yeah. She paid $25,000 for it, but she's only asking for $15,000.
So she loses $10,000.
She's losing $10,000.
And do we know her motive for canceling the wedding? Like, what the fuck is this?
She already had one with her parents like a year
COVID.
Ago. I honestly think like people are just exhausted by the wedding.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm coming off. You can hear in my voice. I'm coming off a wedding weekend.
Right.
And I have three coming up, and it's like I think people are just done.
Yeah,
people
it's
are
too
done.
Much.
And no one wants to go to them. People are viewing wedding weekends as like, it's not fun anymore. Unless you're someone who's like blindly loving your friends and is like so excited to celebrate Mr. and Mrs. It's choogy.
It's what?
There's a new term out there, Jill. It's called choogy. It's for
it's a new term. It's
choogy?
Like
when you do things that are a little
a new
bit
term
dated.
For basic.
You know, like
how
when
do you spell it?
C-H-E-U-G-Y.
How would I say it? BuzzFeed, Girl Boss, Kristen Cinema.
Gotcha.
Mustache photo booth.
Uh-huh.
Girl Boss again.
What's the
Converse,
origin?
Hashtags Converse. What's the origin? Some girl on TikTok used it to describe things that millennials do that are like over.
Yeah. I see. Okay, cool.
It's like the new term for basic.
Got it.
Because basic wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I feel like basic really hit the nail on the head.
Basic hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
But Chugi's more like in like farmhouse chic.
Or like my Yeti bottle.
Yeti.
I'm very Chugi, to be honest with you guys.
I think you could be Chugier.
Thanks.
If I'm gonna throw that out there,
I'll because work on it.
Chugi is very specific. You know, when you know.
Right.
Yeah. When you know, you know.
When you know, you know.
I'll tell you some examples off air.
Fabletics. Leggings.
Right. Soul Cycle.
Yes.
Soul Cycle's borderline Chugi. Yeah. Probably committing.
Target's
pretty cheap.
Target.
Yeah. Even though I love Target.
Oh, like pillows with words on it.
Pillows with words on it.
Got it.
Clocks and... Right.
Time for wine.
Very chuggy.
Gotcha.
Shirts that say spiritual gangster. Okay.
So like suburban fashion.
Yeah.
Like North Face jacket on
big
a nice...
Right. Scarves.
Yeah.
Big scarves. Got it.
Interior
okay.
scarves.
Like there was that viral video of all those... Christian women, do you guys remember that?
Yes.
Or not video,
yes.
picture. That I feel like that's chuggy. Yeah.
Yes.
With their boots.
Big yes. cardigans. The boots. Tall riding boots with the
jeans
zippers
tucked
on.
Ugh.
Very chuggy.
You will never.
No.
Very chuggy. Very chuggy. But yeah, weddings are chuggy now. I think everyone's over.
I think
they are.
I think about this all the time, even pre hearing the word chuggy. How do you make a wedding that's not like in 3 years you'll be like, oh.
I know.
I think what you do is you get a great band, you get an open bar, yeah. and you just don't worry about the food, and you make the ceremony 10 minutes, and then you just have a great fucking party.
100%.
And Jill is available for wedding planning. Threesome planning, wedding planning.
I'll do it all.
Threesome and wedding planning. I think about this all, because what's your favorite part of a wedding? Dancing, drinking, eating, not the,
I swear to obey your rules for the rest of my life and sit on your cock once a week.
Hell no.
I mean, but if I heard that at a vows, I'd be like, this is quite the wedding.
I've already planning mine.
No, I've been to two weddings recently that really did not focus on the DJ and the music, and
that's
it was not
such a
fucking good.
Must no,
focus.
It was not good. It was
you gotta
bad.
Have booze in live. I feel like if you have
I didn't
a
hear
live
Rain
band,
on Me once. How dare they?
What? Oh my god.
Yeah, or the live band too.
Live band. So they're like really expensive, but
still, I know they're really
seems
expensive.
Artist paying an artist.
Yeah,
thank you.
And I don't want to get married till I'm literally a bazillionaire.
I know.
I'm gonna have Maroon 5 at my wedding.
Exactly.
That's your band
playing all non-Maroon 5 songs.
And again, we say weddings are chuggy.
Is that Adam Levine? Is he Maroon 5?
Yes. Oh, but I'm going to make him sing not Maroon 5 songs.
Nice.
Yeah, he has to sing only Ariana Grande.
Only.
God is a woman.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes, Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, Olivia Rodrigo.
Jill, what's your headline? What do you got?
And
I wish best of luck to that couple.
I know. I'm like thinking about buying this wedding, to be honest with y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, I could all go in on it and just have a girls' party.
Oh, I love that. We can
so
get
fun.
Create a register. Yeah.
A registry.
We'll have a register.
I could use some cash.
Yeah.
I'm honestly like, if I'm not married by 40, can I do a registry?
That's what I want to do.
Right.
I'm 40 and I'm not married. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she got the shoes.
I need a food processor, a new microwave. Yeah. Like,
well, that's when you get married, you get all kinds of just like basic home equipment or chuggy home equipment.
Chuggy, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You get towel and you get nice stuff too.
Yeah.
Like, it's Pottery Barn, Crate and Barrel.
You get
stuff.
Nice shit.
Yeah.
Like nice towels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. And single people get no respect.
No respect.
Tell me about
it. Or single
non
married. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially women.
Meanwhile, we're out here killing it for the environment, not having kids and shit.
Thank you.
We're getting fucked over.
I know.
Saviors again.
Again.
Thank you for
You're
saying
all
that.
Welcome.
Okay. So I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and this is a hot button issue here. Buckhead restaurant manager responds after claims of racism by Hawks legend Dominique Wilkins.
Uh-oh.
So but some backstory. Me and Dominique have some history together.
Shut up.
Yeah. He used to live in my neighborhood when I was in middle school, and I would trick or treat at his house, and he was a lovely person.
And he's a basketball player?
Yeah,
did he
basketball
give out huge
legend.
Ass
he would
candy
give out
bars?
Supersized, full grown yes. candy bars. Amazing. So, what happened here is he went to this restaurant, this French bistro in a
racist.
Yeah.
You don't even need to tell me anymore.
Yeah. He went to this French bistro in like what essentially is like a strip mall because that's all Atlanta is in the suburbs.
No offense, guys, but
it's
true.
No offense. I mean, I
that's all suburbs.
It is all suburbs.
Yeah.
And they say their dress is business casual. And he was wearing like a sports jersey. And they were like, I'm sorry, you're not dressed fashionably enough to eat here. Which
meanwhile, he's the richest guy in Atlanta.
Thank you. And it's like, yeah, his business is sports. So actually he is dressed.
Whoa.
Business casual.
Well, you need to be a lawyer.
Thank you.
You need to be a lawyer.
But it's just, they had a little Twitter war, and the restaurant responded by saying, no, we keep a high standard dress code.
Shut up. You're in a strip mall.
Yeah. Thank you.
No one likes French food.
Be happening with a maitre d', yeah, with a VIP person.
I know.
Exactly. A VIP,
like suits in Atlanta too, like, yeah, a legendary, and he still works with the Hawks franchise.
Yeah.
It's insane, but it's just funny to see because the restaurant gave an initial apology being like, we uphold our dress code, whatever. And then a bunch of people on Twitter responded with images from the restaurant of other people dining there with sports attire on, who happened to be white, of course.
Wow.
Yeah. And so then the restaurant retracted that apology and apologized again.
Wow.
Saying like, we welcome an open dialogue with Dominique Wilkins.
No, you fucking, if you had an open dialogue, you would have said, right this way, sir.
Yeah.
Here's your creme brulee, bitch. Thanks for being here.
Also, chill out with the dress code.
Chill.
Like,
dress code. It's in a strip mall.
Yeah. This is what it looks like. There's like a Spanx ad right above it. I mean, come on.
Get over yourself.
I understand telling like a regular person or something, like you have to, or you, maybe they do have to uphold, but with a fancy restaurant like that, you should never ever, you should know exactly who the VIP is coming in.
Exactly.
You should know when they're coming in. You should know like, who they're bearing with them, and you should never say one thing about what they're wearing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They're gonna drop a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Like, totally. That's the whole and they're gonna see and be seen. Who knows if someone's gonna take a picture of them outside of a restaurant?
Yeah. Like, Big mistake.
Huge. If I was this restaurant, I would close shop and call it a day.
Yeah, I mean,
that's really
and they're definitely racist, especially if they let other people. And French people, maybe they're not racist. Maybe they're just French. French people think they're better than everyone.
French people are inherently like rude as hell. Yeah. And they date young women, and they don't believe in the age of consent.
Lolita.
I just don't trust. Yeah.
They date young women.
And then they got the grossest creamy ass food that gives you fucking diarrhea. Yeah. Like, get over yourself.
I don't know. I like French food.
Not. Jill, stop.
Sorry.
Be part of
I would
cause.
Never eat it. It's called like Le Boublis. It's called Le Boublis. Le Bilboquet.
Wow.
So don't go there.
That sucks for him. You make all this fucking money.
I know.
You're mildly famous.
And then you get treated with disrespect.
Yeah, he has a successful career. And then,
it's like bullshit. It's like, come on, man. But at least he was able to go on Twitter and like.
I know.
So what did he say on Twitter?
He was just like, I went to this restaurant. They told me that they didn't have any tables available. And then the host looked me up and down and said, and you're not dressed fashionably enough to dine with us.
Up and down.
Yeah. So then he went to Twitter and was like, I was denied service because I was black. Like,
I would argue that sportswear is more fashionable.
Thank you.
Currently. Yeah. Than.
Yeah. What are you going to say? Something to Drake? Like,
it's insane.
Streetwear, sportswear is more in than a sports.
Also, like the whole like people looking nice these days, that is so out of the window.
It's
like
Chingay. You can't especially or Chugay.
Chugay.
Chingay. You mean the artist of I Look When You Do It Right There? Weddings are so chingy.
Weddings are so chingy. No, so but like that's the thing. That's out of the window. You cannot. I even feel like You cannot judge people based on their appearance anymore, especially when girls wear whatever the fuck they want any these days with like little tank tops.
And billionaires and, like, wear fucking black hoodies.
Billionaires
with
Mark Zuckerberg and the dress code. These whole dress codes are very Anglo-Saxon oriented.
Very racist.
You have like in schools, girls get yelled at for wearing braids in their hair,
exactly,
or for wearing their hair natural. Like it's white oriented dress codes too.
The hair thing is huge as well.
Yeah,
it's just not. We can't keep doing that anymore. It's over. Like people can wear whatever they want to a restaurant.
Yeah, especially after the pandemic when we all sat in our own farts and filth for a year.
Yeah,
dude, let me into your fucking restaurant.
I saw Mean Girls on Broadway. I saw the ugliest outfits I've ever seen, and I didn't even think a thing about it.
Yeah,
I said
like,
you do you.
I love you, Southerners, for coming here to see this culture.
Like, you know what? I like NASCAR tank tops too.
It goes to the economy.
Need to dress up for this production.
It's a matinee.
I like it.
Yeah, Sunday. You probably bought these on eTickets.com for half off.
What is this? The Titanic? Wear whatever you want, people.
Right.
Come on.
100%.
Yeah.
All right. I got one more headline, and then move on. Okay. So this headline is really
a scandalo.
Not even scandalous. I was just like upset with this child. Okay, so there's a kid. He lives in Ohio. He's obsessed with Buffalo. His mom tweeted, "My son,
oh boy,
wants to, I told my son we can do, we can pick whatever he wants for his birthday. He said, Mom, I either want to go to Buffalo and eat pizza or I want a Nintendo Switch. And she said, and I told him he can only do one. He wants to go to Buffalo and eat pizza. We're coming to Buffalo. So this kid chose, for some reason, he's obsessed with Buffalo. I think his mom is from Buffalo, but even then, Ohio and Buffalo are the same place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he went to Buffalo. He goes to Buffalo and like these pizzerias in Buffalo host him for a pizza tour of Buffalo. And the one of the Buffalo Bills like football players. It's not even Make-A-Wish. It's just like a mom who went viral. It sounds like it is
the way this guy's.
I mean, the kid.
I know. This mom is going to ham. My mom was like, here's a Barbie cake.
My mom was like, you're not getting Buffalo or Nintendo Switch. You're getting a coloring book, you dumb bitch.
Yeah.
So they take him to Buffalo.
You're getting the city of Buffalo, baby.
He got like a pizza tour. And one of the Buffalo Bills came in and made pizza with this young kid. Ugh. And they ended up giving him a Nintendo Switch at
what?
The end.
He got both?
He got both?
Yeah.
Fuck
this
him.
Little bitch.
This little bitch.
That is so fucking embarrassing. I hope he has to put that on a resume someday.
So this is my qualm with me too. This is going to be his college application
I
essay.
Literally hope he has to put that on a resume someday.
Yeah.
My qualm with this is I saw the, there was a video of course, people freak out when their city is in the head. My son wants to go to, shut the fuck up.
Right.
So this woman goes viral for this tweet about when my son wants to go to Buffalo for pizza. So the news reports on this kid, and in the interview, the kid's like, I just wanted pizza. I didn't know there was going to be cameras rolling on me in an interview.
Oh, no.
And I, like, all these people get obsessed, and they're like, this young child wants to go to Buffalo. And he probably
this
just
is
said
so
it.
Crazy.
So dumb.
We and his really mom have was nothing like, better to do.
His mom.
His mom was the one who was like, ooh.
I see an opportunity.
I see an opportunity to go viral.
This could be the pipeline to the Fisher Price
store. I bet he was wearing a sports jersey and he shouldn't have been let in.
That's right.
To La Nova Pizzeria.
La Nova. Do they have good pizza in Buffalo?
Literally covered in cheese and it's regular pizza.
Yeah. It's not like
it ain't
known.
No New York slice.
That's
I'll
what
pay
I'm
that
saying.
Much.
It's not like I'll known that for much. Pizza, right? Yeah. Buffalo wings. Wow. And there's a wing shortage.
There's a wing. Yeah, exactly. What did he get there? There was no wings. On maybe the, that's his karma.
And they said. Right. That's his karma. No, he just wanted pizza. They said they were going to have wings at the end of the week, but for now, just pizza.
Just pizza, Bobby.
And that's news for. Bye, back to you.
This mom is insane. She's setting herself for a lifetime of fucking hell.
It's the equivalent of like mom bloggers who blog their kids and then the kids grow up and they're like, why did you put me all over the internet?
Yeah.
Stuff like this. Or like when you see like a girl on TikTok, like my boyfriend surprised me with like, and it's like an insane. Do you remember that one that went viral that was like, the boyfriend like surprised early. He got her favorite hotel and then he got this and then it ended up being fake. But it's like these people that are putting this amount of effort. Yeah. I mean, how do you have the time?
How do you have the time? I have family members who put a lot of their kids on the internet.
Yeah.
And what happens when that kid comes into consciousness and is like, I don't want to be on Facebook.
Right.
I know.
My whole growth has been on Facebook it's uncomfortable.
It's so creepy. Hundreds of likes. And like this kid getting all this random attention, like this can't be healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to grow up to really hate his mother, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And pizza is going to be a real trigger for him.
I think we are going to have a Norman Bates situation happening here sooner rather than later.
Yes. Totally. Wow. Really weird.
I just can't imagine, it's such a weird, like, Disney World, yes. Buffalo?
Disney World, yes. I'll do it.
But
I'll take
Buffalo,
it.
Like, Buffalo is such, like, a weird, but I guess maybe Ohio is like, see, like, we're like, Buffalo, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just part of the
camaraderie.
Ohioan conversation. I don't know.
They literally look the same.
There is a weird
I don't understand.
There's a weird man in my neighborhood who drives around a Buffalo Bills car. Have you seen it?
No.
I need to take a picture and send it to you. Oh, but it's like an insane Buffalo Bills car, but maybe that kid will be that man someday.
I think the kid's gonna be maybe he will be that man someday. I think he's just going to be like, oh, fuck, this is really embarrassing.
Yeah.
In like literally 3 years.
Yeah. Right?
And people are going to be like, that's the pizza kid.
Right.
That's the dumb fucker who went to Buffalo instead of getting a Nintendo Switch.
He's going to start open mic comedy.
I fast forward and I saw my life as a mom at the school that this kid goes to.
Right.
And I'm just talking mad shit about this, drinking Chardonnay.
Trisha
I'm just
like, just thought
Trisha
could go
thinks
viral.
She's so much fucking better than everyone else.
That's with true.
Her
Twitter fingers.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
And my kid's like, Mom, pay attention to me. I'm like, shut up. I'm talking about Trisha.
Shut up and play your games.
Why don't you ever want to go to Buffalo?
You never want to do anything.
Yeah.
And then I forced my kid to do a tour of Little Rock. I'm like, she wanted to go.
She loves Little Rock. Obsessed with the Little Rock pizza.
Do you guys have any more headlines?
I had one fun one from Brooklyn that I thought was, let's see. Sorry, I've got to pull it up here. 8 Brooklyn men stole millions of dollars in COVID relief fraud scheme.
Wow.
So these guys, 8 of them. Stole, I guess they claimed unemployment, it seems. But then what they did, how they got caught, once again, social media. Because they went online and started posting pictures of themselves holding up thousands of dollars in cash.
Oh my gosh.
And being like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
that's literally me. IRS was like, thank you.
Yeah, that's me with my unemployment. That's me. I'm at ASOS. Yeah.
They used the personal information of others to get the benefits that were funded either in part or wholly by pandemic assistance programs.
Wow.
So did they get some of those small business relief grants?
I feel like they must have.
And then how did the IRS track? Is the IRS on Instagram? Are they following me?
They probably got like, yeah, right? Are they on Instagram? Yeah. I need to know now.
I need to know because I've been posting some pics, you know. I went to Aruba.
Because it does not add up. Me with the weddings, it doesn't add up with the bank account.
Right. I know. Are they tracking our stuff?
I feel like if you post pictures online of you holding a lot of cash, I'm sure there's some sort of like recognition that the government would use to be like, maybe we should look into that person and see where they're getting all of this cash.
Probably.
Right?
Probably. The government is in cahoots with Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg.
The government is watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills as we speak to find evidence.
What happened to Real Housewives?
They're tracking all our calls.
There's I won't go into the whole thing, but a woman on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, his husband was Tom Girardi, who is the Aaron Brockovich lawyer, and he has been stealing money from clients for like years and years and years. Like victims would die in a plane crash and he would tell them they were getting like 50 billion and million, and he would take like half.
Wow.
And funneling it through her housewife like glam team.
Whoa.
Yeah. So she's pulling the whole, I don't know what side I'm on, I don't know anything yet, but she
I'm neutral. You heard it here first. Stuart is not taking a side,
but they're literally watching the FBI is literally watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills to find like evidence of her using money.
Right. It's all reality now, man.
We're
all living in it.
That's the risk of putting your shit online.
Exactly. Makes you want to move to that cabin upstate.
Yeah.
Makes you want to move to Buffalo.
Have that orgy.
Move to Buffalo, have a threesome with that kid and his pizza.
And his mom. Yeah.
And his mommy.
Yeah. You can't stop the internet. A mobster, a famous mafia felon got convicted. He was on the run for like 10 years and he had a cooking blog and they found the cooking blog.
Of course he had a cookie. It was Italian.
It was his love of sauce that really got him in the end.
The beef needs to be totally organic or else it won't melt the way the other kind does.
Yeah. So good tips from this episode are to not flash your cash online.
Right. Yes. I think that's smart.
First step, get cash. Second step,
don't show it off. It's like, that's also gauche to, you know, be flashy. Yeah, it is
cheeky. Cash is choogy.
It's chingy.
Cash is chingy.
Okay, well, let's move on to our topics from up top. We got a couple topics. Let's talk about the Olivia Rodrigo album.
Yes.
Do you guys think Olivia Rodrigo is the next Taylor Swift? I know we were talking about that's the driver's license song. I think Jill was on that podcast. And I was actually predicting she was a one-hit wonder. Boom, she comes out with a bunch more hits.
Yeah. I didn't realize she was on High School Musical.
Yeah, which, the show.
Did you guys see the name of the show? It's like High School Musical, : the show, the musical.
Oh my God.
Wait, it was at the tour?
That's why you don't call something High School Musical, because it's the worst name for something.
Ever. Was that a TV show?
Yeah, it was a Disney show.
Yeah, because that's where What's-Her-Face
they
got
made
her,
a show
her
out of
start.
It. Who?
High School Musical, right? There were movies. Okay, I don't know.
It started with Friends in the movie, then there was 3 movies.
Okay.
And then there's a show on Disney,
started when the movie? Who was Demi Lovato?
Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens.
Demi Lovato was
from Camp Rock.
Okay. What's Camp Rock?
Camp Rock. It's a movie with the Jonas Brothers.
It's literally the best movie ever.
It was so dumb.
It's about kids at a camp for rock.
Cool.
Where they like
School of Rock, but camp.
Yeah.
School of Rock, but camp. But exactly.
But cheesier.
Oh.
No fun, just like so cheese.
Chewy.
Oh, it's so good. Chewy.
Yeah. So Olivia Rodrigo was on High School Musical. She came out with a driver's license.
Yeah.
Fed off of drama.
Was that... Yeah,
is that red light, stars bright, good night moon, blah blah blah.
Yes. I drove by your house.
I drove by the David light, just like we always talked about.
I liked her, but you know, I don't know if it'll sustain. We can't call her the next Taylor Swift yet.
Taylor has been with us for years,
and it's like every album is a hit for her.
And a different.
And she started slow. Like I know. Taylor started really slow. Now I'm thinking, I'm hearkening back to someone I thought was going to be the next. I thought Lorde was going to be everything.
And now she's living a quiet life.
And now she's living a quiet life. So it's like, you never know.
Yeah. You don't know if she's humming out a new album.
That's true.
There is something to be said for every few years dropping one and staying quiet.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. But I'm just like, I'm hesitant to say this girl's all that.
She's also really young. She's 16, which
that's
if I was
crazy.
16, I would be exhausted by 20, right?
She's going to go nuts.
Look at Demi Lovato.
Yeah. Why do they do that? Justin Bieber, my God, he's turned into like a
just
weirdo.
Give us a 30-year-old pop star.
Yeah. Why Thank the you. Fuck
save us all?
Why can't we have a 30-year-old pop star who's like, I'm bored in my relationship,
but I got an IUD today.
Should I have a threesome? Yes or no? Sometimes I want a yes, and sometimes I don't want to go.
But I know I must be comfortable. Why is it all 16-year-olds?
Because people treasure youth. Because you want to look at young people
women
and be like,
youthful.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
I don't. I exclusively watch old women on television.
Right. I hate under 30.
Under 30, disgusting.
Yes, the age of consent should be 30.
Agreed.
Literally, you're practically raping children. You have sex with someone under 30, and I'm including myself.
Andrew, it's not consensual, Andrew, okay? Yeah, I guess you have to wait and see, because people are saying also Billie Eilish, but I don't know. Because
she seems a little cuckoo bananas as well.
Yeah,
so.
She's a little cuckoo.
She's cool. I like her a lot, but I feel like she's been
like
very sheltered, right? Like her
life. Very sheltered, and the brother
thing is...
We talked about this.
Yeah, like it's like Angelina Jolie vibes, kind of. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely. You have to wait 10 years. We'll have to come on the pod in 10 years and say...
A time capsule.
Most people don't pan out in ways that
you think.
The internet predicts.
Right.
Vogue is always like, is she the next Madonna?
Yeah.
And then 10 years later, who do we have left standing? Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift.
I know.
Everyone else.
It's like the woman on everyone's mind. Is she the next? And it's like, it's just you. It's like you're the only one that was on your mind. You're telling
literally.
Us for that to be on our mind.
Like Robin had that one album.
Carrie Underwood.
Underwood. What? And Kelly Clarkson.
JoJo was supposed
Katy
to be
Perry,
huge, but she
I guess she
over
got
by
big, but then
but she kind of fell off. No one has like the stamina, the endurance of like Taylor Swift still going strong.
Right.
Lady Gaga
is a little bit choogy, but in a heartening way.
Yeah.
You're like,
Lady Gaga is the only real pop star.
Yeah,
I agree.
But she, I mean, I don't know, the whole like A Star Is Born stuff, I get a little like, all right, Lady Gaga.
Oh,
relax.
Yeah.
I know that.
I know you love that movie.
Jill.
I love that movie. I liked it too.
You know I've sang it in your house many times.
That's our favorite movie. How dare you?
I'm sorry. I'll go.
Please. No, her press tour
no,
was
I do
her
like that.
Cringe.
I do like that movie. I didn't mean to insult
No, her
either.
Press tour was very
cringe. I think that's it. It was the 99, 100. Yeah. That whole thing. That's what I mean by the like eye roll.
The 99 in the room, though, that's me on podcasts, though,
because
I always say
that's because she's the oldest pop star, I guess. Yeah. She can't remember. Her memory's gone.
She literally has Alzheimer's.
She has Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
she's like,
she's 35 or something.
What's the
she's
line again?
Yeah.
What's the line?
Yeah, line.
We know you're an older woman. You're 32.
I liked the Olivia. I liked it. I listened to it.
It's a good album.
It was good.
Yeah, it's got a mix of like
it's
Paramore like style songs and Taylor.
Giving me a lot of Paramore, loving
Swift
it.
Swift vibes. Some of them are a little too slow for me. I like more of like every song gives me adrenaline.
But if I were a teenage girl, I feel like that I could that especially having lived through the pandemic, I feel like that would have been very relatable music.
Oh,
you
it's
know?
All over TikTok.
You know, Megan Thee Stallion really popped up over the pandemic.
She came out of nowhere.
She did. I think she could be the next big thing.
Yeah. Like she, huge. Not that she came out of nowhere. Like clearly she was working before, but she hit us with a lot really quick.
Oh, and Lizzo too, I guess. She was kind of like, but she, during the pandemic, it really became about like what she was eating every day.
I know.
That was, on TikTok, she
loves the juice cleanse.
Yeah.
She does a lot of that. I guess we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll wait and see. Good luck to you, Olivia. Congrats on your album.
Good luck
Congrats
to Olivia.
Congrats on SNL. A marketing team knowing how to make three, because now she has three big songs out.
Yeah.
And all three of them are like different sounding. So congrats to them on that.
Congrats to them. Yeah.
Because everyone always tries to make the second version of your first one.
Right.
But it just doesn't sound as good.
Yeah.
So people, it has totally different vibes.
I like that a lot. Yeah. And they're just kind of going to see what sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Bless you.
I must be allergic to culture. I must be allergic to culture.
You're allergic to Olivia Rodrigo.
So last topic of today, red meat is going out of style.
Yeah.
How do we think of this? I have a burger maybe once every 2 months. Yeah. I don't eat a lot of steak personally, but my problem is chicken. So I need to go more full meatless, but I don't eat a lot of red meat. And I've been thinking about the sustainability of red meat for a while.
Yeah, well, in college is when you started, it sounds like.
Yeah, college, I jumped on the Food Inc. trend.
Yeah.
You know, all those documentaries that you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell everyone at parties that I don't eat meat.
I did the same thing. I was a vegetarian for 4 years in high school and in college for attention only.
Oh, okay.
It was attention, yeah. Yeah, you're like, who's going to lick my clit?
And I would just eat a ton of cheese. Like, I would just eat cheese.
So much cheese. Yeah, and fries, right?
And fries.
Cheese and fries.
Yeah, you go out with your friends and they're all eating like a normal meal.
Every meal.
Yeah, just poutine. You're like, can I get the cheese and fries? I'm a vegetarian.
I just wish there were better options. Like, I'm down to cut back on meat, but I don't like the options. I feel like all the soy and like Impossible Burger stuff really creeps me out.
Yeah, I don't like, I wish it didn't. I mean, I guess meat is supposed to taste a certain way, but making non-meat items taste like meat is so bizarre.
I hate it. 100%. I'm like, can't they give me, why can't we get, like, for example, my favorite meal at this Chinese place, Chian's. I'm pronouncing wrong, Chian's. But it's like spinach dumplings and then like a cucumber thing. And I'm like, this is good because it's real food.
Right.
Yeah. I wish we could get more vegan food that was actually food.
Yeah, I hate imitation stuff.
I hate imitation. Yeah. I've never actually tried the Impossible or Stuffed Burger because it freaks me out. It freaks me out a lot. I will take like if someone has a good regular veggie burger.
Mm, yes. See, that's real food.
Yeah.
The veggie burgers are good.
But I had a lot of bad veggie burgers in my life, so I have trust issues. You know those one in college dining halls that's like corn and carrots smashed onto a patty?
The one that's just like a bean?
Oh. Yeah. Just like a bean paste.
Disgusting.
And you can tell it's been frozen for like 10 years from the backyard burger freezer or something.
Yeah, because you're the only one eating it.
And like soy nuggets. Yeah. You're like, what is this? No.
Yes. No. Disgusting. Yeah. All the tofu, weird, creepy. It's just balls of salt.
Yeah.
So I'm down to get more plant-based. I just want better options.
Yeah.
I wish there was more vegetable-oriented stuff. Like,
I know.
All the menus.
I love vegetables.
Like, delish. Yes.
Where we went to dinner the other night is the perfect example. It's like, this is good food, but it's just still vegetables. It's not fake weird stuff.
I hate the fake weird stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tofu dogs and.
Yeah. Oh, no thanks.
Oh, no.
Because you can always tell. Like, I know this isn't real. You're not tricking me.
You're not tricking me.
I'm not. Yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck off with that.
You're not. Yeah. It's not impossible. I see what you're doing.
I wish
it's not impossible. It's actually very possible. This is just a ton of salt.
Yeah. Not impossible at all. I just really like chicken.
Yeah. I like chicken too.
I really like chicken.
I like chicken. I like
the wing
fish.
Shortage is going to be bad.
I know.
It's going to be bad.
And then I crave steak probably like maybe once a month or something.
Yeah.
Like I don't eat red meat a ton.
Yeah. No, it sits in my stomach too for like a week.
Yeah, I had red meat the other day and I had like an immediate heartburn. I was like, I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh. But have you watched Blackfish or what's that movie that
with the Shamu?
Conspiracy. Seaspiracy.
Seaspiracy.
No.
Now that you're not supposed to watch.
Wait, Blackfish is the one about SeaWorld.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No,
Seaspiracy makes you not want to eat. It says fish is bad. Everything's bad to eat.
It.
Yeah, because we're overfishing the oceans, right?
Yeah, everything's bad.
But I feel like there's so many options to get sustainably sourced meat, especially where we live in New York. It's very easy. I mean, to be like, oh, I'm like eating responsibly, like line caught salmon, like yada yada yada.
Yeah, I think if you do eat red meat, you're supposed to aim for the grass fed, pasture raised,
type
of shit from your butcher.
So not the manager special that I get.
not the Happy Family steak burrito, but most of the like your burgers. It's mostly like fast food and stuff where you get like ground beef.
Right.
Taco Bell.
Well, I always wonder about all this global warming because it's like, I guess we're trying in the US, but then you look at the rest of the world and you're like, well, like China and India. Yeah. I mean, I know in India they don't eat red meat, but
Yeah. I know. It's like, yeah. I know. I don't know. It's hard. It's
like, really, are we going to be able to change this at all? I don't know.
Yeah. What are we going to do? Yeah. I've kind of accepted. It's like, yeah, my kid's not going to see a polar bear and he'll be fine. There's Google Image.
There's new animals. There's new animals that are coming up.
Oh, like new what? Animals.
Carbon emission man.
Oh.
Yes.
Is that true?
No.
Oh.
I was like, what's carbon emission man?
It's the new species.
I was like, is that a new dog?
Can we make a burger out of him?
Around. Do you guys have any, like, I don't do meat on Mondays or anything like that?
No.
I got to implement something like that.
I want to do something like that. Maybe we should all do that.
Oh, yeah. I don't eat meat a ton. Like, I'll probably eat meat like 2 or 3 times a week.
I eat it every day, I think. Oh, yeah. It's a problem.
You eat eggs?
I eat eggs, yeah.
Yeah.
I always get pasture area. Really? Yeah, I get free range.
So non. What do you eat on the days you don't eat meat?
Vegetables typically, noodles.
Yeah. Noodles. Yeah. Little pasta sauce.
Little pizza, like a pizza, veggie pizza.
I love pizza.
Yeah, fries, yeah. You know, salad. I love a salad, cheese.
It's not as hard as people claim. And then, of course, men are always like, I need my protein. I'm like, you don't need as much.
Like, we're the ones who lose a quart of blood a month.
Exactly. Eat a fucking almond.
I tell them it's a gallon at this point just to make them scared.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what I can and can't do. I got a gallon of blood falling on my
face. A gallon of blood.
Yeah. That's why. And they believe it because they don't know shit.
They don't know anything. They're like, why is it coming out of your pee hole?
Yeah, because I'm a vampire, bitch. Anyway, I think I'll try to eat less.
Yeah,
I need to do. Yeah, I got that heartburn that other week, and that kind of scared me.
Yeah,
right. But I also think it's like less. It should be less on us and more on
the industry.
I mean, the Epicurious thing is cool because they're not. They're like taking a thing, but like, how many people are reading?
There's another Madison. What's 11 Madison?
Oh yeah, I saw the first. What are they called? Where the fancy restaurant stars.
Michelin. The first Michelin. Yes. They're going to be the first Michelin star restaurant that has a vegan menu.
That has no meat in the kitchen whatsoever.
No meat in the kitchen.
Yeah. So maybe in like 10 years, it'll be like, oh, you eat meat?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
On the coast.
Disgusting for sure.
And honestly, I feel like we really killed milk. Milk's out.
Dude.
Yeah,
almond milk is oat milk, coconut milk.
I like oat milk a lot.
I do too.
It's better for the environment.
Yeah.
Almond milk's terrible for the environment. Yeah. Oat milk's best, I think, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
And I apologize as someone who is raised by a man who grew up on a dairy farm.
Well,
it's over, dude.
It's over.
Everything changes.
Yep.
Everything changes. And I'm just sitting here drinking my Diet Coke.
Yep.
And I will
never done anything bad to the environment.
Get those hollow bones.
Exactly.
No meat in here.
Nothing in there.
Nothing.
Literally nothing. It's literally a chemical.
Nothing in your organs anymore either.
I love Diet Coke.
So good. Yep. All right. Well, that's our pod.
All right.
Woo!
I feel like you checked out.
I know. I'm just really hot. I'm so fucking hot right now.
Yeah. My legs are sticking together.
I'm sweating.
Ugh.
But I'm glad you guys came.
Thank you so much.
Where can we find both of you?
You can find me on Instagram at Stuart and Chill and on my podcast, Stay and Humble with Stu.
Awesome. Great job.
The end.
You can find me on Instagram at Jill_lives and my podcast Wiki Freaks. Please listen to Jill and Stuart's podcast.
And if you guys are watching on Patreon, thank you so much for joining. Love y'all. If you are listening and you're not on Patreon, support us. Patreon.com/Maddie Smith. And I'll also be in LA for all of June. So why don't you come out to a show? Check it out on Instagram while I'll be posting shows. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Bye.